Greetings. This is Paige Estrotori from Financial Services Online, here to bring you this week's Insurance News Wrap. Today, we are reviewing the top stories from the past week that have been shaking up the Australian insurance industry. First up, there's a significant evolution in the Australian and New Zealand insurance spheres, with both sectors investing heavily in AI technologies. With automated claims processing, improved customer service, and predictive analytics, these technologies are transforming the insurance industry into digital-first, data-driven organizations. The goal? Enhanced risk management, operational efficiency, and customer satisfaction. Working hand-in-hand with insurtech firms and business process outsourcing, AI seems to be the key for insurers to navigate market complexities and achieve sustainable growth. Next, we look into the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority's call for strengthened foundations in the lead up to big regulatory changes in 2025. Among these changes are the Financial Accountability Regime, or FAR, coming into effect March 2025, and Prudential Standard CPS 230 launching in July. These measures are set to reinforce industry sustainability and resilience by imposing stricter rules for insurers and advancing governance and risk management systems. It's clear that bolstering these operational foundations is crucial for insurers to achieve sustainable growth and enhance consumer confidence. Responding to a surge in natural disasters and major claims, Australian insurers are allotting substantial resources toward reinsurance. A whopping $2.5 billion has been invested in the previous financial year, which offsets potential losses estimated at up to an alarming $70 billion. This method of transferring risk is essential in managing financial implications of recurring, severe climate changes and maintaining the insurance sector's stability and resilience. Lastly, the Insurance Council of Australia is pushing for an overhaul of the 25-year-old civil liability laws. The reason being, outdated regulations and escalating legal costs making public liability insurance premiums skyrocket, increasing up to 60% since 2019. The map for reforms covers a broad range of areas, including psychological injury claims, laws regarding dangerous activities, and worker-to-worker liability procedures. The ultimate goal is to alleviate financial burdens and uphold the viability of insurances in essential sectors. That wraps up this week's Insurance Industry News with Paige Estrotori, brought to you by Financial Services Online. Please visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au for more information on personal and business insurance. Remember, becoming informed is the first step toward making optimal financial decisions. Stay tuned for the next edition of our weekly wrap.